Welcome to the May edition of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. There's a wide range of audio research topics represented in this month's journal papers, ranging from musical emulation and analysis to loudspeaker systems. The three research papers start out with a study on the perceptual characteristics of stereo loudspeaker reproduction, written by Christopher Volk and his Danish colleagues. They explore three predictive metrics based upon audio signals from a dummy head processed with a loudness model, finding good correlations between these and selected timbral descriptors for 11 different loudspeakers. Following on from this, the first of two music-related papers looks into real-time emulation of the violin. Shahira Ismail and her co-researchers studied how a real-time effects processor could be used to modify the output of an electric violin to make it resemble the sound of an acoustic instrument. By convolving the electric violin signal with the impulse response of an acoustic violin measured in the far field, reasonably convincing results could be obtained. Equalization and blending after the convolution stage enabled performers to modify the sound to match their personal preferences or room acoustics. The second of two music-related papers considers how a singing voice in a recording might be separated from background music. Xiwei Yu and research colleagues from China discuss how the voice's wide range of pitch and timbre variations make it a challenging signal to separate. They propose decomposing the mixture spectrogram into a sparse spectrogram representing the singing voice, a low-rank spectrogram representing the background music, and finally, any residuals. Dictionaries of features for both voice and background music are pre-learned from isolated voice and background training data, and the resulting method seems to be effective with signals having various voice-to-music ratios. In the first of three engineering reports, Giacomo Veretti and his co-workers describe a database of subwoofer room impulse responses measured in a rectangular domestic listening room. In order to make the database, they used two subwoofers of different types and two varieties of Omni microphones at varying locations. They show how some of the challenges of very low frequency measurements can be overcome using exponential sine sweep techniques together with careful calibration. This type of sine sweep is particularly robust to nonlinear distortions and offers a higher signal-to-noise ratio than other methods. The authors also come up with a procedure for estimating reverberation time at very low frequencies, which attempts to deal with the signal-to-noise ratio problems that can arise. Samuel Groner and Martin Pollack go on to explain their proposed design for a new low-distortion, low-noise operational amplifier that consists of a cascade of two op-amps with an intermediate compensation network and frequency-selective feedback around the second device. Very high open-loop gain is achieved for the second amplifier, leading to very low distortion of around minus 180 decibels, while the noise characteristics of the first amplifier are preserved. It's suggested that applications for the new composite op-amp could include audio frequency distortion measuring equipment. Finally, we hear from Mingfeng Zhang and a group of co-authors about a new vibrato analysis toolbox for musical signals, which was written in MATLAB. A Hilbert transform is used to extract the amplitude and frequency variations of musical sounds. Then various descriptive parameters relating to vibrato features are defined, leading to a quantitative characterization. The system offers visualization and resynthesis functions so that users can explore musical features, having applications in musical pedagogy, musicology, production, and voice analysis. In the second part of May's AES Journal, we offer previews of two upcoming international conferences, both taking place in June this year. The Audio Forensics Conference brings together the world community of experts in the field for a three-day meeting in Arlington, near Washington, D.C., from June 15th to the 17th. The Semantic Audio Conference, on the other hand, is being held at Fraunhofer in Erlangen, Germany, between June 22nd and the 24th. This will be the third AES conference on the topic, and we will provide the opportunity to present and discuss the latest advancements in the field. It's not too late to register for either of these important events on the audio engineering calendar. May's feature article looks into real-world perceptual experiments beyond the standard listening room environment. With more and more listening taking place in mobile contexts or in vehicles, background noise can be high and reproduction quality may be less than ideal. Francis Rumsey looks into preferences for mixed balances in noisy contexts, as well as topics like in-ear headphone evaluation and car audio distortion. Todd Welty reviews a comprehensive recent book on analog and digital signal analysis, alongside our recent news from AES sections around the world, and the latest in product launches and updates. Get to the AES website today and download the latest issue of the AES Journal at www.aes.org. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.